Hey folks, Dan Freo with a special report on Election Day. Well, the market just flipped and we're not sure why. I'm asking a bunch of people. I got conversations going on text and emails and other things, but I want to show you some dynamics that just happened in the bond market. It is right through here. About 10:30 this morning, the market just turned. So here's what we're seeing on my end of the equation. What is this? Well, I'm a mortgage advisor. So if you're out there looking to buy that first home, maybe buy an investment property, I'd love to help you. And I'll give you all my information at the end of the video. But I was asked probably the biggest question that everybody had on their minds, Dan, should we lock going into the election or should we float? And I was like, guys, I'm just going to sit this one out. I'm going to sit on the sideline and we're going to float our customers. It was the right decision. I'm going to show you why. So here's the bond, how bonds traded today. If you're familiar with the bond market, here's what it is. But if you're not, let me explain this to you. So we follow here on the channel the mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. Why? Because the yield on this thing makes up your mortgage rate, basically. Okay, so here's how it works. This is the price of the bond. If the price of the bond goes up, which you're seeing right now, rates are coming down. If the bond goes down, rates are going up. We had a dynamic move earlier today, and it's right through here. You can see it about 10:50. The market just flipped, and it was up, 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 and away. Now, these gold tokens, which you're seeing right through here, these give us indications that a mortgage lender just did something with their rates. Well, if you can read on here, it's better, 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 better. All these mortgage companies have been posting for the better. Some have actually posted two or three times, reducing their rates throughout the day. Is this going to stay? Is it going to turn? Don't know. That's what we're going to focus in on. I'll have one last video way late this evening to bring you guys up to speed on all this. But right through here, it's election day, as you guys know. But the rate, here's the bond markets basically across the world. All yields, everywhere that I can find, are coming down. But the good news is, if you want to go to the equity markets, you go, let's just hit CNBC. It's going to show you basically all the indices across the board are up at least 1%. That's not normal. And then the other thing that's not normal is the VIX. VIX tells us the anxiety level of the markets. And this is actually saying it's starting to calm down, which is kind of weird during this time. Cryptocurrencies were at 70,000 just about 5-10 minutes ago. It reprieved a little bit, but it's up 3% on the day. Oil is also up just a tad to 72. That was kind of already pre-built in. But the anomaly is across the board throughout the whole country, rates are coming down. And it's not usually normal because we'll see Japan going up and down, UK doing their thing, France doing their thing. But across the board right now, you have yields all over the world coming down on what news? I don't know. What do the markets know that they're not telling us? And this is the catapult that's telling me somebody knows something. So that's my report for this afternoon. If you're out there and you're locked in, you shouldn't have. If you're on the sidelines floating, please pay attention to tonight's video as well as tomorrow's opening bell to let you guys know what you should do. Should you continue to wait for rates to keep going down, or should you lock in and take advantage of this decrease on election day? That's going to be determined tomorrow. So check back with me tomorrow on that, but I will be back today later this evening with the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ended for the day. Take care, folks. See you then. Bye-bye.